Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open a weird little book called The Kybalion, written by someone called Three Initiates. Sophie, have you ever read something that made you see the whole world differently?
Hi there, Sam.
Oh, absolutely. And this one did exactly that for me. Published in 1908, it claims to distill ancient Hermetic wisdom from Egypt and Greece. It's not about new ideas, but about universal laws that explain how everything works, from your mind to the cosmos.
Okay, so universal laws sound a bit out there. But I've got to say, the more I read, the more it felt like the user manual for reality that nobody handed us.
Right. And at the heart of it are seven principles. The first one is the principle of mentalism. It basically says the all is mind, the universe is mental. In other words, the ultimate reality is a vast consciousness, and everything we see is a thought within it.
So, we're living in a thought bubble? That's a big claim. But when I sat with it, it kind of makes sense. Our own minds can create entire worlds when we dream.
Exactly. And the implication for us is huge. If the universe is mental, then your mind is a fragment of that universal mind. That means you have the power to shape your reality through your thoughts, not just react to it.
That's empowering, but also a little scary. It means I'm responsible for a lot more than I thought.
It definitely shifts the responsibility. Then there's the principle of correspondence, which you've probably heard as above, so below. It says the patterns in the big universe are mirrored in our inner world. The structure of an atom is like a mini solar system.
So if I want to understand my own chaos, I can look at nature or history for the same pattern. It's like a cosmic cheat code for comprehension.
Exactly. And then the principle of vibration. It says nothing rests, everything moves, everything vibrates. Modern science agrees, but the Hermetic twist is that the difference between a rock and a thought is just the speed of that vibration.
So a rock is just slow-moving energy, and a thought is super fast. That means I can change my state by changing my frequency, like deliberately thinking positive thoughts to raise my vibe.
You got it. And that leads into the principle of polarity. Everything has poles, like hot and cold, but they're really the same thing at different degrees. There's no absolute heat or absolute cold. So opposites are just extremes on a spectrum.
So fear and courage are the same emotion, just at different ends? That's a wild reframe. It means I don't have to destroy fear. I just have to turn up the dial to courage.
That's the secret of transmutation. You don't fight negativity. You just shift your polarity to the positive end of the same spectrum.
Okay, but what about when life just feels like a constant up and down? That's where the principle of rhythm comes in, right? Everything flows in cycles, like the seasons. So when you're down, you know it won't last.
Yes, but the Hermetist doesn't just ride the wave. They learn to neutralize the swing by staying centered in their higher mind, even while emotions go up and down. It's about finding that calm eye in the storm.
That sounds like the goal, but isn't it hard? We're so used to being pushed around by our feelings.
That's where the principle of cause and effect comes in. Most people live as effects, reacting to outside things. The goal is to become a cause, someone who consciously chooses their actions. No more blaming luck or chance.
So, I can stop being a pawn on the chessboard and start being the player.
Yes, and the last principle is gender. Not about male and female, but about two creative forces in everything. The masculine is the active, projective will, and the feminine is the receptive, intuitive, creative aspect. Real creation happens when these two work together.
Like using my will to focus my imagination. That feels like a key to manifesting anything, from a project to a new habit.
The Kybalion also talks about the mind's two planes. The lower mind is our everyday intellect, and the higher mind is our intuition, our connection to something bigger. The goal is to bridge them.
So, it's not about abandoning logic, but about letting intuition guide it. And there's a big distinction between our personality, which changes, and our true self, which is the eternal observer.
Yes, When you realize you're not your thoughts or emotions, you can watch them pass without being swept away. That's real freedom.
So this book isn't a one-time read. It's a practice. It's saying, here are the laws of the universe. Learn them, test them, apply them.
And the workshop is your own mind. It's a call to wake up from just existing and realize you are a co-creator of your reality. That's the empowering core.
What I'm taking away is that I'm not a victim of circumstance. By understanding these principles, especially mentalism and cause and effect, I can start consciously directing my life.
And if you want to explore more books like this, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The Kybalion reminds us that the deepest truths are often hidden in plain sight, waiting for us to look within. We'll see you in the next one.